I think if you're Bruno Fernandes, if you're Bernardo Silva, you want to be lining up and looking across at Cristiano Ronaldo. And even more to the point, if you're an opposition player and you're looking across, you don't want to see Ronaldo.
Well, join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Rugby Daily on Off The Ball.
Hello there, and you're very welcome to Thursday's Rugby Daily with me, Anne-Marie Donlan. Coming up, another win for the Irish under-20s, Razzie on his time in Ireland, and assessing the importance of this South African tour. And that's where we'll start today with the South African tour, as Andy Farrell has named his team ahead of the first test on Saturday, and Leinster's Jamie Osborne is set to make his Irish senior debut. The Kildare native has been named at full-back for the game against the back-to-back world champions in Pretoria. 22-year-old Osborne has played 48 times for Leinster, but this will be his first time to start for Ireland after being involved in a number of squads over the last two seasons. There's two changes in full to the side that lined out in the final Six Nations game against Scotland. Munster's Craig Casey will line out at scrum half in the absence of Jemison Gibson-Park. He links up with his provincial teammate Jack Crowley in the halfbacks, while Robbie Henshaw has been preferred to Gary Ringrose as Bundiaki's centre partner. Calvin Nash and James Lowe start as expected on the wings. The pack is unchanged from the side that took to the field against Scotland. Peter O'Mahony captains the team at flanker alongside Josh van der Fleer and Caelan Dorris in the back row. Joe McCarthy and Thaig Byrne then are paired at lock behind a front row of Andrew Porter, Dan Sheehan and Thaig Furlong. So that's the team news for the first test of this series as the excitement builds. Well, for some people anyways. The narrative around this series has been negative, or rather disinterested for others, particularly so far out from a World Cup. The lads discussed this on last night's A Slight Tangent.
We could have two of the great matches here, and I'm so glad South Africa have come out fully loaded. And I just know, because he's the business, that Andy Farrell is not going to back down from that. And I just don't understand this business of, three and a half years' time. No way.
These tour wins are huge. Like,
why?
Why?
Yeah.
But what do you mean, why? Why not?
No, I'm asking you why.
Why are they huge?
You've made a statement around, why is it huge?
They're huge because the nature of the sport and the history of the sport and the tradition of the sport is a touring sport, funnily enough, and these things and they come around very, very rarely, and Ireland have never won a series in South Africa. I'd say South Africa have lost very few series at home in general, and they would be protective of that, as New Zealand very, very much were. New Zealand hadn't lost a test series at home since 1994 until Ireland beat them last year.
Mm-hmm.
Those things matter. It matters because the teams make them matter. Yes. It matters because South Africa go and take this seriously, and it's a big event for them over these next 2 weeks, and Ireland are responding in kind. Therefore, it's a big game. You can't just have this arbitrary thing where only one thing matters because that's what the world decided.
Look, why do they do manager, head coach contracts on World Cup cycles?
We're not saying the World Cup's not important.
It's the most important thing.
We're agreed it's the most important thing.
It can't be the only important.
It shouldn't be so important that the other 3 years and 50 weeks of the cycle are like, well, it doesn't matter, experiment
that's
away, none of these
this,
things
right?
matter.
If you say you go full bore now for this South Africa thing, right?
Yeah.
And whatever happens, and the same thing with what happened in the last thing with Johnny Sexton to a degree. So you come up two and a half years from now, or wherever it is, and they're going on a tour of New Zealand.
Yeah.
Be a big thing to win New Zealand again.
Yeah.
But now all of a sudden, whatever, their out half is injured, so now you're forced to throw someone in. So inevitably now you're taking that next series less seriously than you're taking this one, because you failed to prepare in this one for the eventuality that someone could get injured down the line, or someone's development doesn't pan out. I don't think it's compromising a series in South Africa by picking an experimental team.
Really interesting chat there, and to hear that in full, become an Off The Ball member now. One man that is definitely looking forward to the next 2 weeks is Razzie Erasmus. Erasmus, of course, coached at Munster between 2016 and 17, and he looks back at his time here fondly. He's been speaking ahead of the visit of Andy Farrell's side, and one area he can't find any fault with is the Irish supporters.
Contrary to what most people think, I can say nothing bad about the Irish. The media likes to hype it up a lot. I loved it when I was there. The Irish, certainly when I got there, they minded me with my rough Afrikaans accent. I learned a hell of a lot when I was there. I'm very good friends with most of the players there. I just think sometimes, and I'm going to say it as it is, people are a bit jealous that a country like them with only 4-5 million people is number 1-2 in the world. They only have 160 professional rugby players who, when they do really well, they are very proud and outspoken about it. They just, but you guys were full of yourselves, you're a bit windgatty, you know, and now you see, you know. It's not something in the Irish culture that's frowned upon. It's passion. It's we love our team. And listen, if you're going to come in our way, we're going to give you some stick. I wouldn't be too hard on them. They're proud for what they're achieving. And they want to be competitive and they rate themselves for the teams up there.
South Africa's Razi Erasmus there speaking to their social media team. And finally today, the Irish under-20s made it 2-2 in the pool stages of the World Cup in South Africa today. They beat Georgia 22-16 thanks to a last-gasp try from Finn Tracy. And next up, they'll face Australia on Tuesday. And that's all for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the Off The Ball Rugby feed to keep this pod coming to you every day for free. But for now, thanks for listening.
Rugby Daily on Off The Ball.